This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Do I have a motion to cancel the 4th of July parade for safety considerations per the recommendation of by emergency management and staff?
So moved.
Second.
I'd like to start by just reading a statement, which will be posted online starting tomorrow afternoon. As members of the Board of Supervisors, we sometimes have to make decisions when we wish there were better choices. This next decision falls into that category. We are canceling our annual 4th of July parade. We came to this point after hearing from township staff, our police department, and our emergency management office. In light of recent events, they had conducted a thorough review of safety at the parade, including vehicle control, and concluded that holding the event presented an unnecessary risk to the community.
It is one of, it's in my top 10, and that says something out of wild Philadelphia area stories of moronic behavior writ large, based on nothing. It's insanity. It's taken over. Zombies might be there. That's what it is. Well, they have a big event coming up. We'll talk with one of our listeners, Christine Balser, who joined us the other day and has a petition that she'll be presenting saying, yo, let's do the parade. Christine, move me. Let me bring Christine in. Christine, I went back and researched, as you said, that blood was shed in the White Marsh area post the British beating Washington at the Battle of Germantown, and that Washington was on the ropes and scurrying around. Skippack Pike was mentioned in some of this, and then other places in White Marsh. And you reference Ben Franklin, of course. And there is no threat that we still know of in any way, shape, or form.
You are so right. There's no threat that we have been made aware of that is specific to this location beyond other national or international events that have been observed. There's been so much emotion, Dom, around this recent cancellation, rightfully so, by the community. I do just want to say, you know, I'm one person doing what I can here to support and speak up on behalf of that community. But I can tell you everything I'm hearing, everything I'm seeing specifically tied to that petition and elsewhere on media, I mean, the community really values this tradition.
Who are the supporters of this other than the people, the woman we just read, of course? I mean, is there support in the community? There couldn't be, because they rushed this through. Nobody even knew about it because there was no report of any kind of threat, let alone a credible threat.
Right. Yep, not that we know of. It's the information, right? The information has been so tightly tethered to that board of supervisors and absent being shared with the community that's why the community is so appalled, and we want some information. We want to be a part of that decision, that discussion. I think when I was last on earlier this week, you know, I mentioned some of the efforts, and the efforts from the community are really centered on three simple goals, right? One, to be heard. The second, to have a discussion with the township. And the third, to keep that parade alive. Now, you mentioned some upcoming engagements, specifically next Thursday in our township. The Board of Supervisors has acknowledged the community's response. So there's good news, right? There's been progress on that first goal. The community's voice has been heard. That meeting is scheduled for Thursday. What we've heard, latest update this week, is that according to the board, there will be some sort of presentation on parade safety. What that looks like, I am unsure until Thursday. And they mentioned that there will be time for comments and questions. It's a little vague.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's exactly what we're looking for. So we'll have to see what that forum brings. Our hope is it's more of a dialogue rather than just a presentation. But nonetheless, it's a step forward and an example of just what can happen when the community, White Marsh community, speaks up respectfully and constructively.
You are definitely doing. I'm going to be there to cover that. But I have to tell you, Christine, if the police chief gives a presentation on this, it's transparency. I'm glad they're doing that. But I can't see in any universe when you have no threat. I'm sure he's going to say, well, we don't have the manpower to block off everything on the street. Well, who said you have to do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we don't know. We don't know exactly who will be there beyond the Board of Supervisors. So I think it's our hope that it's the township's hope, the community's
right.
hope that the police of Chile. The chief of police and the Parks and Rec and, you know, the relevant parties are there to have this dialogue and be transparent with the community.
Now, Christine, you may be a listener too. Nick in the morning, Nick Kale, I haven't talked with him about it, but they're running a promo, something about, you know, the Gaza moms, mobs, these people that show up anywhere and disrupt and do all that. But nobody said anything like that from the board. They just mm-hmm. basically said it's Vancouver, it's New Orleans. Is there anybody in the community or you? Do you think they do have some warning from somebody?
We don't know. I don't know. I can't. That I've heard of, absolutely not. And I think that has sparked some interest in terms of not just are we safe at the parade, but if that's been assessed, where are we safe within our township? I mean, I've got my little guy's baseball game on Saturday morning where the park is packed. So it's completely understandable that safety is a top concern, and we applaud White Marsh and other townships nationally in making that a priority, especially in today's world. There's always going to be, you know, Dom, there's always going to be some level of risk throughout your life, throughout what you're, you know, taking part in. And it's so important that fear doesn't erase the things that make things feel like home. And specifically for this township, it's a parade. It is very high valued. It is meaningful. So again, that's why the request is for the township to not just only maybe present some of that assessment, but revisit this decision in collaboration with the community it serves.
And there's an election coming up
too,
days before. I guess that's the primary, right?
That's right. Yep. Yep, there is an election coming up. The timing is curious, but
yeah.
I'm not going to let that distract me. We've heard from one board member, I think, through, you know, a social media post. So, again, I'm happy to see that the forum was created for the township, for their voice to be heard. The goal is let the assessment be reviewed and shared. Let's pursue alternatives. And if the issue comes down to, like we were saying earlier, budget, logistics to keep the community safe, surely we can come together. There is enough passion for this event. I mean, I'm seeing it done through the comments, through the petition,
mm-hmm.
some of the stories from families and, you know, passing through the families within this township. So we certainly owe it more than a passive response, which it was. This deserves a real shared effort to keep it going.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of the thing. It's only a mile that you have to protect here.
It's a mile. Yeah,
it's not, and it's a protectable area, I'm sure. I mean, if we want to make it like protection for the president, well, then that might not be doable. But I think people will say, well, you know, we live in a world. What are you talking about? We accept some degree of risk.
Right. Yeah. You know, it could be a resource thing. It could be related to the route. Again, I don't know that information right. yet. That wasn't shared with us with the assessment. It could be very credible, but you know, we can do better. We can figure that out. We can find an alternative or figure out within the existing route how to make that work in a safe, community-respected right. way, right? I think the challenge right now, honestly, for next week, and my hope, is that the community and the township approach this not with anger or negativity, which is a fine line, but rather with enthusiasm and mutual respect so that, again, we can move forward and remember what this is about. It's not, even on a Friday, a rainy Friday, when I'm sure folks have a lot in their mind, it's not political, it's not personal, it is communal, right? It's about celebrating together as White Marsh Township with the people of White Marsh and not just making decisions for those people.
Exactly. Christine, great work, too, and people can sign the petition at my Twitter, yes. at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. It's 6:30 over on Flowertown Road. The Colonial School, right? 6:30 this Thursday.
6:30 p.m. at Colonial Elementary School. And again, we're really hoping that the community and township approaches this with enthusiasm and respect.
Absolutely. I'll see you then, Christine. Thank you. Thanks for coming on again.
Excellent. Have a good weekend.
Christine Balser here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. It's just a stunning thing that's going on. But I don't think it's about the Gaza mobs or anything else. I just cannot, all right, we have the warning. Yeah. I can't make head or tail of why in the world they'd come up with this for a simple mile parade. You know, we're not saying you're going to live in a bubble like the president of the United States or something like that. There's risk involved. Yeah. One out of a trillion. Sure. Is that worth it to do the parade now? Well, then don't do this, that, and the other. And Miles Playground, she's right, is right there. All kinds of events go on all the time. There's a holiday parade they have coming up. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hope to see you over there. We'll bring back sound from that. And again, I can't impute this to the mobs that disrupt stuff. I want to get Joe in. This is a really good one here. Joe in Westchester. Hey, Joe, what's yours?
Okay. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm clear, okay, Joe. Go ahead.
Mine was CHOP, the Children's Hospital, where my firstborn, first child, the day he was born from Chester County Hospital, they took him in an ambulance to CHOP with his condition he had, and he was all wrapped up like a mummy, and they really took good care of him, but they disappointed me with what's been going on with the LGBT kids and the surgeries that they went on them.
That is a great one. Thank you, Joe. Nobody was a bigger cheerleader than me of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, but there's a quack of people there that are in the forefront of the gender-affirming / puberty blockers / surgeries. That's unforgivable. That's it. Yeah, but if you're going to allow them to go down that path, then I can't be supportive. That is a really good one. That's breaking your heart. How many times over the years have we cited them for great stuff? How do you make a decision like that? Years from now, you're going to look back on it. You're going to say, oh, this was all wrong. All right, we'll take more on that coming up. We talked yesterday, too, about Gloucester Township canceling their event that went on for 40 years. Really moving phone calls. We're getting into summer season. I'll be broadcasting from Farley, again, the annual event, on the way to the shore a week from today. But at 1:30, we'll talk with Keith Hartzell, a real powerhouse in Ocean City. How are they preparing this year? You know what happened. The previous attorney general and the guy that's attorney general now, and Murphy, took away the power of the police, their authority. And these kids and others know it. And you're not going to head them off of the pass. You almost have to wait till they riot to do something. So Gloucester Township just cancels their big event. We hear Cheltenham might cancel theirs. Belmar had to cancel the carnival that was going on. How much ground are you going to give up in Jersey or in White Marsh to people that are not obeying the law? Shouldn't it be more, I don't care what you do. We are going to meet you with whatever we have to do. We're going to arrest hundreds if we have to, and we're going to follow these judges up and down the line and call them out if they don't give appropriate penalties. How can we see this wave here? We're into another summer season. Now, Ocean City, they don't give in, if you remember last summer. They don't like some of these towns. That's a big brand. It's arguably America's number one family resort. They've won year after year in some magazines. So I don't think Ocean City will cave in. 855-839-1210. Get on board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Now, this sounds like a wild idea. It depends on how they would do it. On paper, it's something could be tricky. But the Department of Homeland Security is considering a reality show. Now, maybe that's the thing that throws it off, where immigrants compete for citizenship. Quote, "This isn't the Hunger Games for immigrants," says the promoter behind the pitch. "I would consider it for the following reason. Any way that I can to make the point that, A, if you're born here, a legal citizen, that you've won the lottery a trillion times over. B, if you want to be a citizen and you follow all the protocols and do all those things, then that's certainly winning again. Now, you know, if you do it in a reality show and it goes a little bit outside the bounds, but the proposed citizenship competition comes from Bob Warsoff, a producer and writer whose credits include Duck Dynasty. He emigrated from Canada, told the Journal that the show is meant to be hopeful and a celebration of what it means to be an American citizen. This is not the Hunger Games for immigrants. Immigrants already into the system would compete in various contacts, including potentially a contest on American history and science.
Oh, yeah. It's a competition reality show.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking it was something like a TLC following, you know, My 700 Pound Life, where they follow the individual as they try to acquire citizenship. I'd be fascinated to watch something like that. But I don't know. They put them all in a competition fighting over, like having challenges to get eliminated.
What, you think it's
dystopian?
I'd watch it.
Why?
There's no,
why?
There's,
I mean,
that is like 2 degrees from the Hunger Games in my eyes. Like, if people,
I don't think it's,
if they put that
game
on TV,
it's not like they're dying though. They're going
like
to have to go back to the country.
It just seems wrong though.
Well, on the, as I said, let's go back to what this guy just stated here. Now, so you don't think it can be done in any way? I think it can be done.
I don't think it should be done.
Well, why?
I feel like it's degrading almost to a point. Like, you have to sing for your supper here?
Right. Well,
on TV?
If you want to be an American citizen...
well, that's not for citizenship.
Wait a minute. If you want to be an American citizen and kind of, I don't know if they're implying speed it up here or something, yeah, it is a precious thing. Now, I'm not on board with the you pay $5 billion by the Commerce Secretary guy and that you get to be an American citizen. You know, you bring $5 billion here, $5 million. And put it down, and he's still doing that. Buying citizenship, something different.
The idea is growing on me. I mean, would there be alliances and such?
I don't know that they're going to. I think they're going to show something as elementary as the competing on the citizenship test, telling their story.
That would not make for good TV, though. I mean, well, you just sit them in a room and have them scribble on a test?
I think this guy, as far as I can tell, if it makes it for good TV, I would lean toward more Henry's side. Then it's going to be going down a path where it's entertaining, but it's going to go overboard.
Yeah, like you just said it, Dan. Like, having them take tests is pretty boring, but like if they were to do it like some sort of survivor type challenge,
well, they're not
going to
do that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. We're like 2 degrees away from like the Hunger Games.
But they're not.
I think that's
what
they're doing.
Right.
I mean, who can balance on this log?
They're only going to care about ratings. They're not going to care about people's feelings.
That's not true.
Sure, it is.
No. I think this guy. This is a give bet. This guy's already wildly successful, and I don't think there's anything from him. Or are they going to allow that because they realize the sensitivity? They may reject it in the end. Now, with President Trump there, though, a show like this, there's no word that he'd make an appearance, but I guess it's possible. Look at The Apprentice. I'm going to wait and see.
It is dystopian. I mean, I'd watch it because I'd be very entertained. But I think can you imagine Jeff Probst at the end, instead of snuffing out the flame, says, I'm sorry, sir, you've been deported?
Right. Well, if they do anything like that, this is going to be a fiasco. I'm taking this guy, he's already wildly successful. Based upon this article in the Wall Street Journal, he wants to make this how precious citizenship is. Can that be done without going down the Hunger Games route? Now, it will give the other side something to go wild about, no doubt.
So right. I have a little details about the show here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's going to be a show that features 12 contestants going to Ellis Island in New York aboard a ship. The contestants would then travel from state to state on a train called, quote, The American, to learn about each area's history and culture and compete in different themed contests. Contestants eliminated will receive a parting gift that reportedly includes 1 million American Airlines points, a $10,000 Starbucks gift card, and a lifetime supply of 76 gasoline, the Independent reporter. Meanwhile, the winner of the show will be sworn in as an American citizen on the steps of the U.S. Capitol building.
Okay. So they're speeding up citizenship, I think, is what this comes down to, because you're going through it at a hyper pace here and doing this.
The parting gifts of the American Airlines points, the implication being take a flight out of here.
Well,
lifetime supply.
Yeah, I don't know how they got the gas company to be part of it, et cetera. I want to see what they do exactly here. I realize on the surface it has an element of, going too far. Depends. The $5 million thing, no. I think it's underway, and that's just flat out
purely, like, sitting in an executive boardroom standpoint, though, I mean, I think the PR that comes with it is going to be seen as no publicity is bad publicity, and the ratings on this thing would smash. And to Henry's point, I think that is an implication of society, that we're now at the point where we can, you know, have such a popular dystopian-type show, but I think it would be a smash success.
For 1 week. Then it might be a little bit boring because of what they have them do. If they do some competition, it's really nuts.
It's sounding more to me like The Amazing Race rather than anything else, just with...
Well, I'm sure they blend in a little bit of that in dealing with this. And what are these people going to lose that are in it? They're going to get a lot, you know, and you get advanced to the head of the line. So I'm willing to see how they handle it. They seem to be very antsy about it, though.
So I'm just confused, though. I guess they're not deported if they lose.
No,
just,
no, it's not being deported. Well, I guess if you're here illegally, I don't know if they're going to have somebody here illegally.
That's the thing. It's like if this is DHS
involved,
they're illegal.
No, I think they're a green card or some kind of type of deal here. If they're here illegally, then I'm against it. Yeah. No, they shouldn't be in a contest to become a citizen. That would be out of bounds. How do you sell that? No. All right, let me take Joe here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, you couldn't hold out till the end of the show with this one, could you? You threw me off my game.
Why is that? Oh, you mean with the citizenship thing?
Well, you got my mind flying with contests, you know, contests of feet. And, you know, I'm thinking of the Seinfeld show, you know, where, you know, the Festivus thing, the feats of strength.
Oh, yes. And, yeah. Yeah, this has to be carefully done. It could be a debacle, I agree, but citizenship tests and the big brother going across the country.
They come to Philadelphia, have to outrun a bear.
Yeah, they come to Philadelphia, they'll have to outrun a bear, throw a football meters. They're probably in meters, not yards. Yeah.
Take them down to Jersey Shore and see who can win at Skillo. All right, what do you do with What do you do with it? I mean, it's a freak show. That's all it is. I mean,
You're against it, Joe.
Obviously, right?
I don't know about that. You don't see it puffing up what it means to be a citizen, huh?
No, because I probably like you and most other people, I saw the way my family had to come in here into this country and their performance standards and what they really had to do.
Right.
It was for anybody else to behold. It was just a set of standards that they had to learn and perform.
Okay. All right. I'm being overruled here so far, but I'm a visionary. So we'll see. You know what? You know what, though, Dan? I do want to get this guy. I forgot to mention. I want to get, whether it happens or not, if we could get on the guy who actually did Duck Dynasty and these reality shows and quiz him, Joe, saying, come on now, you're going to make it entertaining. It's got to be Hunger Games.
Yeah, and that's my fear. But my side answer, and I agree with the gentleman who spoke prior about CHOP, because my daughter is a NICU nurse at CHOP. And I don't even want to get into that. But my side answer was that summer of MLB love in 1998, where two guys were pushing each other to the finish line, and they collectively broke our hearts, and that was Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire.
That's a great one. Thank you, Joe, very much. Yeah, when Sammy had the little balls come out of the bat. But McGwire was here in Philadelphia showing creatine in his locker, and people said, well, that seems to be okay. I'm not sure if it was or not at that point. All right, 855-839-1210. Keith Hartzell is one of our regulars when we go to Mulligan's. He's served in every kind of role in Ocean City. He's probably going to say it's 72 and sunny there. Probably not today. I don't think you can get away with that. But wanted to find out, what's Ocean City going to do this summer? And I have a flyer here. Keith, last year, talked his book, his personal religious story. He's delivering his first sermon this Sunday. Dan, I'm sure he's coming to you and me for advice on this.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, I think he is.
Yeah.
Maybe Henry, too. Well, you know what?
Have you delivered a sermon?
Heard plenty.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm more than willing, though. He doesn't have to ask. I'm more than willing to give some advice.
Well, I think you went to, like, minister school to do this.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to hear all about it.
All right. 855-839-1210. Keith Hartzell next. Let's talk about our trip to Sicily, though. Coming up, a lot of listeners already involved. At every event, I meet more that are going to be joining us. And that's part of the charm of this. We're going with conservative tours. We're going at a great season. None of those pesky tourists where the weather is still about 70 degrees, but pleasant, moderate, Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. Our tour guides, conservative tours, nobody does it better. They call themselves that because they advertise all over the country on stations like this, and they bring together mainly conservatives who love to travel together. All this, $55.44, including airfare, the dining events. I wish I could make a video. Maybe I will this time around of the places we go. It's actually the culture that you get to see. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Montreal, the Palace of the Normans. All you have to do to be part of this is get moving. Go to conservativetours.com or call them at 888-733-9494. You'll also enjoy the Godfather Tour. Yep, that's part of it. Visit the locales from all the movies. The crown jewel of Sicily, Taormina, we'll see that. Mount Etna, the volcanoes, the Valley of the Temples. Sicily, ancient, charming, picturesque, Savoca. Call now, 888-733-9494.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Tom Giordano Show. Full details coming up after Keith Hartzell, but the big, beautiful bill failed in committee. Republicans voted against it. Against it. Are they grandstanders? We'll find out. But Keith Hartzell has been our go-to guy. Dan knew him for years, and I've known him now, and he's just a great patron of Ocean City Common Sense. Dan has written his own book and his personal story religiously. And this weekend, Sunday, May 18th at 11 a.m., he gives his initial sermon. So I'll let Dan go first with a couple of tips. Well, let's bring in Keith here.
Me?
On Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Keith, congratulations on all this. And Rose sends him too to you.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I learned a lot from Dan when we worked together. He was an excellent producer.
Wait a minute. What happened? What happened?
Don't tell
after?
Him how much I paid you to say that, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate it.
No, we knew he was going places. He was probably one of the best producers. He was the best producer I ever worked with. He always brought something to the table, and if there was dead space, he would go on the computer, find something to talk about, hand it to me, and help me out. So, I learned an awful lot from him, believe it or not. So,
well, thank you.
Time I spent with you, Dom, too, has always been good for me in my radio career, and I appreciate it.
I don't mean to take any time here, but Keith, also, I learned a lot about interacting with the public from you, sir. You are one of the top people I've ever seen interacting with, at the time, constituents when you were a councilman there, and then just now how you're such a community member there in Ocean City. So thank you for that as well, sir.
He's authentic. That's what it is. Keith, I wanted to ask, we're hearing people tell me Wildwood, one of these pop-ups, Airbnb this weekend, they're on alert. Ocean City last year seemed to calm down what Murphy unleashed. What's Ocean City looking like to do this year, similar to last year? And you're somebody who's managed stores, kids running in, grabbing stuff, and people go in Ocean City. So what's happening this year?
Well, our police chief is an excellent police chief, and we're well prepared. So what we're doing is, on the 4th of July, we always have what we call a total recall, which means all officers had to work the day before and that day and the day after. We're also going to do the same thing on Memorial Day weekend, so we'll have a full recall. That is huge. Our police chief is active. I've seen him up on the boardwalk at 11 o'clock at night. He's an imposing figure, yet a really nice guy. And I think the two prongs of this are two words that I want to use, which is saturation and presence. So what we're going to do is we've upped our police force. I think when I first got on, we had 59 full-time officers. We're up to 68. We're going to have 65 seasonal officers. We're going to be everywhere. And the key to it is to have a strong presence. When they say there's a cop in any corner, up at our boardwalk, in our downtown, there will be. And we want people to feel safe, Don, because quite frankly, that's our moniker, America's Greatest Family Resort. Number one reason people come here, we call it, is because they feel safe. We're taking this so far that we're building a substation up in the boardwalk at 8th Street so that we'll have even a bigger presence on the boardwalk and substation there. We will keep our two main laws intact, which is an 8 o'clock curfew and no backpack. And we enforce that. And what's nice about it is it's not a hard thing to enforce. You know, sometimes kids come up with a backpack and they don't know, or adults don't know. And it's just a very easy conversation. And we also are very, very good with the curfew. I've told you in the past that one of the things we do is when there's an issue, we swarm the area and just walk the people off. So we now have the ability to get people to do the right thing without a lot of force. In fact, normally no force, just a kind word and hey, you've got to follow the rules if you're going to be here. So we'll also have police cars at the foot of most of the main entrances on the boardwalk. So we really want to ensure safety for everybody. Our big thing is we want everybody to come. Everybody's welcome. Just follow the rules.
Well, that is textbook. It's exactly that. So, Keith, though, Roe, particularly last year, I was too. It was very emotional during the roundtable. I think you've done it 3 or 4 years. We talked at one point about your book, about your religious experience. Then Dan told me just yesterday, you're giving your first sermon this Sunday.
Yeah, so I graduated from lay minister school in the Methodist Church. I've been at the courses for about 3 years. So I've graduated. I'm going to move on to being licensed. And one of the first things I need to do is to do a sermon. I'm doing that at St. Pete's in Ocean City at 8th and Central at 11 a.m. Actually, we have three services. I'm preaching at all three, but the 11 a.m. Is in the main sanctuary. So I'm really looking forward to it. This has been a great thing for me that when I lost the mayor's race, I got called to do something else. Now I'm back on council again, but I have the time to give to my church, be more involved. And the key thing that I'm going to try to do is to be an evangelist, not only for my church, you know, but for God and the relationship that you can have with the greatest relationship of your life. And everything is much better when you have that relationship. Even with trials and tribulations, Dom, God's always there for you. A transformational thing that happened to me, and I was knocking on doors 3 years ago. I knocked on a guy's door named Pat Lavin who was dying of cancer, and he gave me his testimony. I walked outside and I said, Lord, I want joy in my roughest day because he's got it. I know how to get it. I prayed with Pat and his wife. I prayed again when I got outside. You know, and it's just been a blessing ever since to know that you always have somebody with you no matter what's happening in your life. And we're going to have trials and tribulations. We just are. But you're going to get through them if you have a strong faith, and that's what I'm working on.
Can you give us a sense, Keith? Are you tying into the biblical, the parable this week, or is it something else?
No, I'm going to be preaching on Paul's letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 12, verses 12 through 26. And it's really the body of Christ with many, many parts. So I'm going to be speaking about the body of Christ and what it means to be in the body of Christ and the responsibilities we have when we're in the body of Christ. And I'm also just going to touch a little bit on diversity because the body of Christ is for everyone. Everybody's included, and that's very important that people know that.
And Keith, if people can't be in Ocean City, they can also stream this online. I'm going to watch because we admire you that much. That's Making Waves. I'm sorry, www.makingwaves.church. People will be able to watch this this weekend online. Keith, congratulations. And again, you are one of the real wild cards when we go to Mulligan's on just about anything. And Ocean City knows how to do this. We were kidding yesterday when you had the seagulls. Ah! You put the owl guy up there, and suddenly the seagulls even said, no, let's go to another town. So hopefully this summer, Ocean City will be allowed to be Ocean City, not what Murphy and the previous attorney general allowed to happen.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And, you know, our chief has found a way to cure this, you know, without issues. We've worked around this law very, very well, and it's been a main focus both of the mayor, the council, and the police chief. We had an excellent Mother's Day last week, a great kickoff to the season, and we're looking forward to a great season. And, you know, we're always going to be what we are, which is a safe place for your family to come. That's what we are. And the whole Jersey Shore has its own personality, and each one's unique. And I always tell people, visit all of them. You know, we want you to come here, too. We want you to spend as much as you can. But the whole Jersey Shore is just a great place and such a gift to all of us that live in the Delaware Valley.
Absolutely. See you soon, Keith. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. God bless you.
God bless, Keith. Thank you very much. You know, we should have put on with him for a little bit of advice, Pastor Bill Devlin. I don't know. That may have been too much right out of the box for the first sermon here.
Wait, what's your advice? You never gave it to him.
Oh, for the first sermon?
Yeah.
I was going to say, somewhat kiddingly, but it's too serious. I hope it's not the prodigal son.
You're going to object during it.
He's like, yeah. Well, actually, Dom.
Oh, God, no. No, please don't do that.
Do you want me to text him whether or not it's about the prodigal
son? Yeah, you can. But he's not doing that. He's doing it off his personal experience, which is, as we heard last year at Mulligan's, riveting. I mean, really, that story with the man with cancer is very, very...
I should probably thank him for complimenting me first.
Yeah, yeah, that's a venial sin at least. Okay.
Yeah. Then I asked what the sermon is about the prodigal son.
If you're not at Mulligan's this June 20th, you don't get to meet these people. It's just a cast of characters that are remarkable, and some of them come from Dan at the Shore, without a doubt. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. Coming up, Dave McCormick, going to ask him the big, beautiful bill lost 16-21 coming out of committee. Republicans, about seven of them, voted against it. Are they grandstanders? Or is what is in this bill currently, they're afraid of Medicaid. They're afraid to take something out. I agree with them on what I know about this bill. All right, you get him right now on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, hey, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on now with prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free. Buy three bottles, get two free memorial deals. Stock up on your favorite, save big with this Rescue rollback pricing. You can get generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Go to the Rescue 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Don't miss your opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com, res-q.com. Yeah, it looks that way. Let's not jinx it. Dom Giordano Show. By the way, the ladies on The View never disappoint. Joy Behar defending Biden, not knowing who George Clooney was, saying, well, he looks different. When Biden saw him at the fundraiser, they said his name 500 times there. Oh, you have that, Dan? All right, in a second.
I
yeah.
I got to log in first. Yes,
sir. Okay, yeah. Here we go. Here's Joyless Joy.
In this book of saying they would be boxed out of meetings if they raise concerns. And there's very specific examples. George Clooney goes on the record to Jake Tapper and says he moved mountains. He flew in from Italy to do this record fundraiser for Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't recognize George Clooney. One of the most recognizable, men on the planet. And now that is not
the crowd
presidential
laugh.
Duty. It's not the job. You don't have to recognize George Clooney. Does that give you confidence that in the middle of the night, if China's about to attack us, there's a war breaking out in Iran, that he is the sharpest person to be able
Which
to handle
administration
that?
Texted war plans to their brother?
Do we just keep lowering the bar because Trump is bad? Nothing else is bad because Trump is bad? That can also be true.
Yeah, but I have the ship has sailed. It's out in the ocean somewhere with Biden.
We have Trump because you guys screwed this up. With all due respect.
All right, but does it help to just keep going over the same material about Biden over and over again?
I actually think we have Trump because the Trump administration.
All right, there you go. And we're not even at Tuesday when the book actually drops. With this, they're afraid of it. They know how complicit, how crazy this is. And again, we don't want to hear stop playing The View. We're going to play The View a lot. Come on. It's entertainment beyond belief in the world of the stupid, I admit. Oh, God, it's shale. You know, they're trying out. It's why are you guys going back to this? Because it's never been their criminal behaviors here. That's why the auto pen, the pardons. These are all open questions. All right. Dave McCormick, Senator McCormick is next. The big, beautiful bill, these Republicans are not on board, and I more agree with them. What's in this bill from the Speaker is not good. It's not where I am, probably not where you are. We'll talk to Dave McCormick next and Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.